God bless you.
神祝福大家。
Not so warm today, but still warm.
感谢主，气温稍稍降了一点，但还是挺热的。
Okay, I would like to continue to talk to you about encountering, initiating an encounter.
我今天跟大家分享，会继续分享那个主题是能开启与神的一个相遇。
When we initiate an encounter, it could be through a supernatural gift.
当我们开启与神的相遇，可以借着一些属灵的恩赐。
Or it could be something that we do naturally, like an act of kindness.
也可以借着我们在自然的一种行为，比如说一种善行，一个举止。
An act of love.
一个出于爱的一个关心，一个行为。
Very simple things can make a difference.
一个看似很简单的一个行为，但是却有带来出乎意料的一个结果。
You know, I think in our church we're very good at that, where, you know, where we justAn act of love, an act of kindness. We see this happen every week.
在我们教会当中，可能这样子一个出于爱心、一个善意的一个善行啊，会很正常在我们当中发生。
Visiting somebody, visiting someone.
当我们探访一些人。
Calling someone on the phone.
那我们在打电话去关心一些弟兄姊妹。
Cooking for somebody.
或者为有需要的人去煮一顿美食。
Make some cakes.
或者给他们做一些蛋糕。
Small gifts.
给他们一些很小的一些礼物
，big gifts，
大的小的礼物
，a word of encouragement，
或者一些鼓励的话语、劝勉的话语。
Many many ways we our church have encouraged each other。
有很多很多这样的方式，看似很微小的，
Now,
但是可以鼓励大家的方式。
When you do it at the time that the Holy Spirit prompt you to do it，
当我们按照圣灵所感动我们的时机去做的时候。
Or when the Spirit motivates you to do it,
或者圣灵激动你、激发你去做的时候
，the person who receives it will realize it is coming from God and rather from you.
那么领受到这份爱意的这个人呢，他会感受到是从神而来的爱，不是只从人来的一种关心。
And remember last week I was saying there was gifts, there was ministry and activities.
其实上周我跟大家分享的有恩赐、有事工，还有一些不同的工作。
The activities include help, administration.
那么这个工作也包括一种是帮助人的事工。
So, if the Holy Spirit uses our gifts, our act of kindness, then that person who receives it knows it's coming from God.
当圣灵使用我们的恩赐也好，或者这种自然的一种善行也好，那么领受到这样子一种的那种器皿呢，他会感受到神的爱。
So I would encourage you.
我会鼓励大家。
Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
对圣灵要敏锐。
When He prompts you to call someone.
当他感动你要去跟谁打电话的时候
You feel a burden to do something for someone.
你心中有一种负担要 为谁做一些事情的时候
or you feel you want to visit somebody.
或者你想要有感动去探访谁的时候
You do it.
那我们就不要迟疑去做
And when you do it, you realize the Holy Spirit is asking you to do it.
当你真的是顺服去做的时候你发觉是圣灵感动你去做的
And when the person receives it, they praise the Lord.
领受到这份爱意的那个人，他会真的归荣耀给神。
And then you realize God has used you.
然后之后你可能会意识到，哦，原来我是那个被使用的器皿。
To initiate this encounter.
然后我来让他们与神有这个相遇。
And you yourself become so blessed.
我们自己呢也因此而蒙福。
Amen.
Amen.
Let our church do that very, very well.
让我们教会在这方面。能积极的去操练做得好
I know you do it very well
我知道我们当中的弟兄姊妹已经开始这样做已做得非常好
All I'm challenging you to do is do it but let the Holy Spirit prompt you
那么我还要鼓励大家就是我们继续这样做然后更多的去听圣灵的一个感动
So you do it at the time that the Spirit wants you to do it
所以我们按照圣灵所感动这个时间去做
Amen
Amen
Are you going to do it?
大家会这样做吗
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 感谢
主 I'm going to make some cake. I'm going to cook for somebody.
好了我要按着圣灵的感动去做蛋糕做一张
饭 Call someone. I'm going to pray for someone.
或者给人打个电话为谁来祷告
Hallelujah. It can just be something very simple, very small.
可以看是一个很微不足道的事情
Amen.、I remember years ago when I was undergoing a lot of challenge in my life.
我记得几年前我自己在个人生命当中经历一些很有挑战的事情
and I was thinking God where are you speak to me please
但是我说神啊你在哪里请你对我说话
and all of a sudden somebody pinged me a text
突然一天有一个人给我发了一个短信
somebody that was working for me
是曾经给我 给我打工的人。
Who's a Christian?
他是一个基督徒。
And she pinged me a text.
然后他突然给我发了一个短信。
With a scripture.
然后呢，短信里面有一段经文。
And all of a sudden, that scripture spoke to me.
真的是在那一瞬间，那个经文就对我说话。
Amen. He said, "Do not be afraid."
说不要惧怕。
You understand? I mean, something very simple, just text.
有时候可能很简单，就我们发一个短信。
Now, watch the timing. I was going, Lord, when, how, why?
那个时间是非常的精准，就是我在跟神去是在埋怨的时候，在哭求的时候，
叮，
突然一下，那个短信就来了。
Immediately come，
突然就出现了。
So for me, it wasn't her; it was the Holy Spirit speaking to me.
所以对于我来说，并不是只是说这个姊妹她给我说了什么，而是我知道圣灵在亲自对我说话。
Now, you make sure you do it when the Holy Spirit prompts you.
所以我们确保是在圣灵感动我们那一瞬间去做。
Because when you delay it.
因为有时候，但是我们延后的时候
，then you it's too late，
可能就错失那个时机了。
When I'm no longer worried, the Holy Spirit already took away my worry, and then an hour later it comes, it's too late。
或者是如果当我已经错过不在那个担忧的状态以后，然后你延迟了一个小时再发那个短信，可能就没有达到那个效果了。
If you get it wrong, you get it wrong。
很多时候，就算我们错了就错了。
So what？
也没有什么大不了。
It does not anybody any harm。
也对。对方来说也没有任何的伤害，不是吗
？So practice.
所以我们不断的去操练。
Today I would like to talk to you about the supernatural side.
今天我跟大家分享是超自然方面的一个。
When God uses you as a vessel.
当神使用我们作为一个器皿。
To do something that is supernatural.
做一些超自然的一些行为。
No human beings can do that sort of thing.
是靠人的能力是无法做到的事情。
It is something that.People instantly recognize this is supernatural.
是对在人看来是马上就可以识别出是一种超自然的能力。
And we see Jesus healing the sick.
当我们见证耶稣医治那有病
的。Raising the dead.
让死人从死人复活。
Speaking words of prophecy.
那么说先知预言。
He fed the 5,000.
耶稣行喂饱五千人的神迹。
He walked on water.
耶稣在水上行走。
All these things are supernatural.
所有这些行为都是超自然的一个行为。
And instantly, people recognize this is from God.
那么一下子人们就认出了这是从神而来的能力。
But you've got to be careful.
但是对我们说要小心。
Not everything supernatural may be from God.
不是每一个超自然的行为都是从神而来的能力。
Because the devil can make counterfeits.
因为仇敌也是可以来伪造的。
Amen. How do we know something's from God?
我们如何去分辨是不是从神而来的能力呢
？Because one, it is from Scripture.
第一，首先
it's consistent with Scripture.
首先，这个东西是跟圣经是吻合的。
And it edifies the person that you are giving to.
并且，这个行为是来造就你所要服侍的对象。
Not that you do something supernatural so they can give you money.
不是说你做一超赞能力为了来赚取一些
自己有些好处 The motivation is love
那么这个做这个超自然能力的这个动机是出于爱
Amen? So when someone do something supernatural to you it is from love
当有人对你做一些超自然的行为的时候他们一定是出于爱的
It is to edify you
是为了来鼓励造就你
And it is consistent with what Christ has done
并且跟在圣经当中讲到基督所做的事是一致的
And that's how we can tell
这就是我们可以来分辨的。
Amen. But the supernatural side of things are very, very important to the church.
超自然方面的那种事情呢，对教会来说是很重要的。
Now, not every church accepts this.
但不是每个教会都接受这方面的一个能力。
Unfortunately, in Christianity, some groups believe God does not do miracles and signs and wonders anymore after the Book of Acts.
不幸的是很多有些教会呢，他们相信在《使徒行传》以后，神就不再做这种神迹奇事了。
I disagree.
我自己呢是不认同的。
I disagree very, very much.
我很强烈的不认同。
I totally disagree.
我其实是完全不认同的。
I absolutely disagree.
我绝对完全不认同。
God is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever.
因为我相信神是过去、现在、将来不变的。
If they needed miracles 2,000 years ago, we need miracles even more today.
如果在2000年前耶稣能做神迹 ,2000 年后的今天同样也可以。
There is no convincing theological argument that I can accept.
没有任何那种神学的道理让我可以信服接受这个观念。
Because it is all theory.
为都只是一种理论。
When it comes to supernatural gifts, it is practical.
因为当我们讲到属灵恩赐的时候，都是关乎操练。
Amen. You can tell me your PhD theology, but it won't raise the dead.
但是你给我告诉你神学方面的那个博士学位，但是如果这个神学行不通，不能重死人复活的话。
You can explain to me why the book of Acts is and that, but it won't heal the sick.
如果你可以用各种神学来给我解释使徒行传的故事，但是你不能做这个神迹的话，不能医治病人的话。
And somehow the every time when we see a miracle, these church group believe it comes from the devil.
很多时候当有看到一些神迹的时候，我们觉得是从仇敌来的。
That's what Jesus called blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
很多就是耶稣所说的亵渎圣灵的名。
If the Holy Spirit heals someone, if you call it the devil healing, and it's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
所以当如果我们看到这个神迹发生医治，那么是圣灵的工作，但我们却谎称它为是仇敌的工作，那么就亵渎圣灵的名。
Every time when God performs the signs and wonders and a miracle, it points to Christ.
每次神做这个神迹奇事的时候，是指向基督的。
It is a sign that Jesus is alive.
是基督仍然活着的一个印记号。
It is a sign that Jesus is risen.
是耶稣已经死里复活的一个记号。
It is God's way of glorifying himself.
是神来用来荣耀他自己的一种方式。
And we have no authority. No, God has not given us any authority to actually somehow say God does not perform miracles anymore.
神没有给我们人任何的权柄去说神不再做任何的神迹奇事。
And that is a lie.
这是一个谎言。
And it's denied a lot of Christian of such an important aspect of Christian living.
是真的是否决了我们很基督徒作为一个基督徒很大方面的一种活着的一种信仰。
We need miracles.
我们很需要去经历一些神迹。
There are things in our lives we cannot resolve.
在我们生命中有一些事情我们靠自己的能力是解决不了的。
We need God's miracle.
我们需要神的神迹。
There are certain diseases and there are certain sicknesses man cannot cure.
有些我们人身上的一些疾病和痛苦是人的能力所不能解决的。
We need miracles.
我们需要神迹。
There are some people that are bound by demons. There are nothing wrong with their minds. But they need to be set free.
有些人他们被污鬼附身，他们并没有思想没有问题，但是他们需要得释放。
We need God.
我们需要神。
Amen. What man cannot do, we need God.
人所不能做到的，我们需要神的介入。
And that is why we cannot take that important aspect of Christian living away from the church.
所以我们不能把我们基督徒生活的一个很重要的部分，这个被剥夺了。
And that is why you have to make up your own mind.
这就是我们自己要有一个。
Do you believe God can work miracles in your life?
你仍然相信神在生命当中能行神迹吗？
Do you believe God can heal the sick today?
你仍然相信今天神仍然可以医治病人吗？
Or would you rather believe in somebody theory?
或者你只是相信某人的一些神学理论？
Well, I believe God is a God of miracles.
我相信神是行神迹的神。
And in my 40 odd years as a Christian, I have seen so many.
在我四十年做基督徒的生命当中，我见证了很多这样的神迹。
I've seen so many to convince me God is very much more alive than you and me.
我见过太多，以致让我相信神比你我还鲜活的活着。
If you believe, you will see.
如果你相信，你就会亲眼见证。
And if you don't believe, even when you see, you still don't believe.
如果你不相信的话，那么就算你见到了，你都会去否认它。
When Suzanne and I was in the Lake District, we met a man who probably is a pastor.
我跟我的太太在湖区，当时可能见到一个人。
He tried to give me a leaflet.
他可能是个牧师，当时他给我一个单张。
Brother, I'm a born again Christian. Hallelujah.
然后我说我是重生的基督徒了 ，Hallelujah.
But he still said.
然后他仍然坚持要把那个单张给我。
I said, look, I'm a Christian.
然后我就跟说，你看我已经是基督徒了。
What kind of Christian?
他说啊，你是怎么样的基督徒？
Do you believe in miracles after the book of Acts? I said yes.
他说你相信是使徒行传以后神还是做神迹的神吗？
You're wrong.
他说。
He said to me, you're wrong.
然后他说我说是。
There are no miracles.
然后他说啊，那你错了，那之后就没有神迹了。
Then I said, look, when I became a Christian, only a few days.
我说。
I had no theology. I had no understanding of Christianity.
我说当时我信主几天之后，我任何的神学理论什么都不懂。
But in my first few weeks as a Christian, I saw miracles. I saw demons being cast out from my home. My mom and dad, after 50 years, became a Christian.
我说我亲眼见证，我信主一周之后，然后看到那些鬼怎么被赶出我的家庭。我信主五十年的 拜偶像五十年的妈妈得救。
No other way they would have become a Christian, except for the miracles, for the casting out of demons.
我说那么如果信主那么如果不相信神能赶鬼的话那不算什么了。
He said, I don't believe you.
但是那个人却坚持说我不相信。
What you say is a lie.
你说的是谎言是你撒谎。
He's a man full of theology.
那就是在我面前一个就是懂很多神学理论的人。
He could quote me all kinds of things.
他给我引用很多。
I said, sir,
我说先生。
When I was a young Christian, I...began as I was a scientist.
我说在我信主之前我当时我年轻的时候我是一个科学家。
What I saw was evidence of God being alive.
我自己亲眼见证很多神仍然存在活着的一证据。
And he said to me, oh, so you don't have faith, you need evidence.
他说哦原来你不是靠信心你是靠证据的。
What a foolish man.
哇是多么愚蠢的一个人。
He calls my testimony a lie.
他说把我自己的见证作为是一种
谎言。And then he callsScientific evidence, data, facts, as you don't have faith.
然后他扭曲来说，把我们那种科学的证据和事实，他说你是没有信心。
Who's the one who doesn't have faith?
是谁没有信心呢
？It's himself.
反而是这个人。
So he's blind.
真的很可惜，他被蒙上眼睛。
He cannot see the work of the Holy Spirit as real.
他不能看着借着圣灵所做的工作是
真实存在的。Even when a man raised from the dead, he would still say that's an act.
所以有人
is an actor.
尽管有人他们真的经历死里复活可能他都会
Amen?
自欺欺人说、哦、这是演出来的
God does not want to argue with you and me.
神并不想跟你我两个 去争辩
He's given us a choice.
他给我们一个选择
Do you believe or don't you believe?
你要不信要不不信
If you believe you will see.
如果你相信你会见到
Even if you don't believe even when things happen you don't believe.
就如果有时候你见到了发生在你眼前你不信你还是不信
Jesus called that blindness.
耶稣称为那瞎眼的人。
That's what happened to the Pharisees and Sadducees. They saw everything that Jesus did as something of the devil.
所以就是这就是耶稣称那些法利赛人和撒都该人他们亲眼见到了他居然说是那是撒旦的行为。
And that's why Jesus called them blind.
所以耶稣称他们为瞎眼的人。
And I'm telling you that religious spirit is still alive in church today.
今天那种宗教的灵仍然在教会当中
存在。There are still too many people that are blind.
仍然有很多信主的人他们仍然瞎眼。
Amen? And slowly the Pentecostal and Charismatic are becoming blind.
很多那种灵恩派的教会他们也慢慢的变成瞎眼的人
I'm becoming unbelievers anymore
他们变得越来越不相信了
Because they don't although they believe in miracles but they don't really believe it will happen
他们虽然相信神迹但是他们又不相信真的那个会发生
I call that unbelieving believers
我称为那不信的信徒
不信的信徒
不信的信徒
Are you an unbelieving believer?
我们是在不信的信徒吗
？Who say that I believe in miracles, but I don't believe that will happen.
就是我相信有神迹，但是其实我不相信它会发生。
I believe in miracles, but I don't believe that will happen to me.
我相信神迹，但是果然我不相信这个神迹会发生在我身上。
God is the same.
神是从来没有变过的神。
And He wants to work miracles.
神想在我们当中行神迹。
And if you can't help yourself, if doctors cannot help you, and if we seek after Him.God is merciful.
当人做不到医生帮不了我们的时候我们相信我们寻求神神是有怜悯的。
And if we don't see the miracles, we don't see the healing in our church or in our life, there's nothing wrong with God, there's something wrong with us.
所以当我们在我们生命当中我们教会当中没有看到那个神迹或者医治发生的时候其实并不是神的问题而是我们的问题。
Amen? And it is our job to spend time before God and say, Lord, what is it that I have not done? What is it that I don't believe?
是我们需要花时间在神面前寻求神来问神说神那是什么原因在我里面有什么原因来拦阻
And it is usually because of unbelief
很多时候是因为我们的不信
Even though we think we believe
很多时候虽然我们觉得我们相信
Amen Peter walked on the water
当彼得他在水面行走的时候
Then he realized he doesn't believe
后来他发现其实他是有不信的
And then he sank
然后他就掉进水里了
Do you see the difference?
看到这个区别了吗？
He walked into the water when Jesus called him.
当耶稣呼叫彼得的时候，他是走在水面的。
Then suddenly he panicked. He realized he doesn't believe.
当他一开始，但后来走了几步，突然他那个不信进他里面以后，他就掉到水里了。
Then he sank.
然后突然就
because God
落入水中
has a condition.
因为神是有一个条件的。
He said, "Those who come before him must believe that he exists."
因为神说，来寻求我的人必须要相信我存在。
This is the most basic honor that we give to God.
这是我们给神的最基本的一种尊荣。
To acknowledge that he is alive.
我们要认定他是活着的神。
He exists.
他是存在的。
The biggest insult that the world is giving him daily on a daily basis is that God does not exist.
这个世界给神每天最大的一种羞辱，就是他们不承认神的
存在。The devil exists, but God does not exist.
撒旦存在，但神却不存在。
Ghosts exist, but God doesn't exist.
有鬼怪存在，但是神不存在。
We believe in everything else, aliens and everything, but not God.
我们相信各种奇奇怪怪的东西，外星人啊，各种乱七八东西，但是就是不相信神的存在。
But then when you say God is an alien, I believe now.
然后突然如果你说神其实也是外星人，那你说哦，可能我也相信。
Do you see, brothers and sisters, our minds are all messed up. We don't believe anymore.
我们的思想非常的混乱，我们不再相信一些正确的东西。
Amen. So.In spiritual gifts, we need to believe God still does miracles, signs and wonders today.
所以对于属灵的恩赐，我们需要一个前提，我们要相信神如今仍然行神迹。
And if you do,
如果你相信的话，
you can operate in supernatural gifts to help people to initiate an encounter.
所以如果我们相信的话，那我们就能使用这种属灵的恩赐来开启一种与神的相遇。
Now, today I want to give you something very basic, very, very fundamental to understand so that you can operate in this.
今天我跟大家一个非常基本的一个基础让大家来明白。
When Jesus rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven.
当耶稣死里复活以后，他升入高天。
And then in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit was poured out.
那么在使徒行传当中讲到圣灵交换下来。
The Bible says like tongues of fire and people began to speak with tongues as the Holy Spirit came upon them.
他说当圣灵降临在门徒身上的时候，他们的舌头如同有火焰开始说方言。
You remember that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it is as a result of Christ being ascended.
那么圣灵的浇灌是源于耶稣基督的升天。
So the very fact,that the Holy Spirit manifests His presence on earth today, it is evidence that Jesus is King. He's ruling in heaven.
所以今天在这个地上，圣灵可以彰显，可以充满在我们当中，是作为耶稣已经升天，并且坐在宝座上掌权的一个证据。
Because the only reason why the Holy Spirit came is because Jesus went up.
那么圣灵能降临的唯一的原因就是耶稣已经升入至高。
Amen.So if we feel if the Holy Spirit manifests His presence in our midst, that is solid evidence that Jesus is alive in heaven.
所以今天如果圣灵彰显在我们当中，那么就是一个非常坚固的证据，证明基督已经在至高。
And that He is in charge.
那么基督已经掌权。
He is King.
他是王。
And so the Holy Spirit comes upon His church.
所以圣灵降临在教会当中。
So that we who are the body of Christ.
所以我们作为基督的身体。
Now become the representative of Jesus on earth.
我们作为耶稣基督在地上的代言人。
If people want to know Jesus.
如果有人要认识基督。
They come to His church.
他就来到神的家，神
教会。But the church must be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
但这个教会必须要被圣灵所充满。
Otherwise, the church is not a church.
那如果不是这样子，那么教会就不是能代言神的教会。
It is a club of people.
那只是说一群人的一个俱乐部。
It is just a gathering.
只是一种聚会而已。
But because the Holy Spirit came upon the church,
那是因为圣灵降临充满了教会。
The Holy Spirit plus the church,
所以圣灵加上教会
represents Christ on earth.
就带在地上代表基督。
Hallelujah. The key is the Holy Spirit come upon the church.
所以关键点是圣灵充满了教会。
Amen.
Amen.
Come, He pours out the Spirit upon the church.
所以这个圣灵降临在教会身
上。And what happens when the Holy Spirit came upon the church?
当圣灵降临在教会上面的时候，发生什么呢？
People reacted with ecstasy.
那么那些人
，Hallelujah!
他们有很大的反应
，And they spoke with other tongues.
他们开始讲别国的语言。
As a sign that the Holy Spirit came upon them.
是他们被圣灵所充满的一个印记。
And it was languages that people understood.
是他们所讲的一些方言是其他人所能明白的语言。
And many thousands got saved because of that.
有很多人因为这样子而得救。
Because the Holy Spirit came upon them.
因为圣灵临到他们。
Now, what the Pentecostal people sometimes forget is that when the Holy Spirit came upon them, it fulfilled a prophecy. But of Joel.
所以当灵恩派的教会有时候忽略一点是这样子其实是约珥记的一种预言被印证了应验了。
Why did they speak in tongues?
为什么他们要讲方言呢?
Because it is a sign that the Holy Spirit came on them.
因为是作为圣灵临到他们的一个印记。
And when Peter saw that they were speaking in tongues,
因为当彼得见到他们开始讲不同地方的方言
He didn't see that as some kind of strange demonic oppression or possession.
他没有把它看作是一种好像被一种邪灵张附被鬼附的一种彰显。
He didn't see some mental problems.
他没有把它看作是一种精神错乱一种彰显。
This is the Apostle Peter.
这是使徒彼得。
When he saw, he suddenly realized.
当他见证到这个现象的时候，他意识到。
This is the evidence of the Holy Spirit coming upon His church.
他意识到的是在旧约当中所讲的圣灵临到他的教会的一个彰显。
And that He came upon them like He read in the Old Testament.
所以他所见证的是他在旧约当中所读到的。
On a specific type of people.
是在一些指定的人身上。
Not the king.Not the priest, but the prophet.
不是在君王或者祭司身上，而是在先知身上。
You see, the Holy Spirit came upon people in the Old Testament to not on people, only on three types of people: kings, prophets, and priests.
在旧约当中，圣灵只是降临在三种人身上，也就是君王、祭司和先知。
But when Peter saw them, he didn't come upon kings, didn't come upon priests.But that spirit was reminded him of the spirit coming upon prophets.
所以当彼得见证的这个圣灵不是降临在君王或者祭司身上，而是降临在让他们可以好像发预言的人身上。
Several times we see that in the Old Testament, when the spirit came upon prophets, they prophesied.
好几次我们在旧约当中看到这样的例子，当圣灵降到人身上的时候，他们开始发预言。
So when it came upon King Saul.
所以当扫罗王身上圣灵降临在扫罗王身上的时候
And when Saul prophesied,
所以扫罗开始发预言
They said Is Saul amongst the prophets?
所以其他见到的百姓就说难道扫罗也是众先知当中的一位吗、
Amen? So Peter did not see a manifestation of the spirit of kings or spirit of priests but he saw the spirit of a prophet
所以彼得没有见到一个从王来的灵或者祭司的灵而是看到一个先知的灵。
Hallelujah. And then he realized.
然后彼得意识到
Joel chapter 2 is being fulfilled.
在约珥记第二章所发的这个预言
This time,
被应验了。
God is not just coming upon individuals, but he came upon everybody.
所以这次圣灵不是只是降临在个别人身上，而是降临在所有人身上。
And that was the difference.
这就是极大的一个区别。
Because Jesus now rules.
因为现在耶稣做王了。
The Holy Spirit is now poured out like he pours it out on prophets, but to everybody who wants this in the church.
所以就像在旧约当中圣灵降临在先知身上，现在圣灵是降临在所有能接受圣灵的人身上。
Except those people who say,God does not do miracles to after book of Acts.
除了那些拒绝圣灵、拒绝相信神迹的人。
Because God has poured the Spirit out to them, but they say no thanks.
是因为神已经倾倒了圣灵，但是他们自己拒绝，选择拒绝不接受。
Because you should not be pouring out Spirit after the book of Acts.
因为很多人相信说那除了使徒行传之后神就不应该有圣灵的浇灌不但有神迹了。
You should not be doing miracles after the book of Acts.
因为他们相信的神你不应该在使徒行传之后还做神迹啊。
But I say, yes he does.
但是我说是的神应该还继续做神迹。
Because I believe, you believe.
因为我们相信你也相信。
We receive this pouring out the Spirit.
因为我们的相信我们会继续领受这样圣灵的浇
灌。And what does this Spirit look like?
这个圣灵是看上去是怎样的呢
？It is the same spirit that came upon the prophets.
是同样一个在好像降临到先知身上的这个灵。
So when the Spirit, Holy Spirit, was poured out in the Book of Acts, the God was pouring out the prophetic spirit upon the church.
所以当时在使徒行传中，神倾倒这个浇灌这个圣灵的时候，其实就是这个先知性预言的圣灵。
And He made us all prophets.
他让我们都成为先知。
Now that is very important.
这是很重要的一点。
By being a prophet means you can hear God.
当我们成为先知，代表我们可以听到神的声音。
By being a prophet means God can move you to do, can do use you in a supernatural way.
当我们成为先知，神可以使用我们来做一些超自然的事情。
Because in the Old Testament, when they call them, when they call prophets, they call them man of God.
所以在旧约当中，如果你是先知，他们会称为神的人，神人。
It was the prophets that did miracles.
是只有借着先知才做神迹。
Amen.
在旧约当中
，It was the prophets that did miracles, signs and wonder. They were like modern New Testament charismatic Christians.
所以在旧约当中，那些先知就好像在新约当中那些
so modern charismatic apostles, like in the Book of Acts.
所以在旧约当中的先知他们就好像在新约当中那些灵恩派的使徒他们做神迹奇事。
The Old Testament prophets were very similar to the apostles in the New Testament. The Old Testament prophets were very similar to the New Testament apostles.
所以在旧约当中的那个先知呢跟在新约当中那些使徒他们所做的事情非常相似。
Because they have one thing in common.
因为他们有一个共通点。
The Holy Spirit came upon them.
就是圣灵临到他们了。
And gave them power to do supernatural things.
圣灵赐给他们能力做一些超自然的事。
Now we can also do these things.
所以如今我们也可以做。
If you believe.
只要我们相信。
And the church, God gives them to the church because the church needs it.
所以神把这个能力赐给教会，因为教会需要这样的能力。
The church needs to operate in supernatural ability.
教会需要在超自然能力当中去运行。
And He calls them gifts.
所以神称这个属灵的恩赐。
Amen.But sometimes we get confusion between gifts and the Holy Spirit coming upon us. Let me tell you why.
很多时候我们把这个恩赐和圣灵临到我们有混淆。
When the Holy Spirit came upon the church in Acts chapter 2, it was the foundation of supernatural, of anything supernatural.
所以在使徒行传当中将圣灵倾倒临到使徒的时候是所有这种属灵恩赐的一个基础。
Listen to me carefully.
让我们很仔细的听。
When the Holy Spirit come upon us,
当圣灵临到我们
all of us,
临到我们所有人
have been given the ability,
我们都有这种能力
if we allow Him,
如果我们允许他
if we allow Him to teach us,
我们允许他来教导我们
and if we believe,
如果我们相信的话
to allow the Holy Spiritteach us, to show us how to hear from God and how to work with God.
如果我们允许圣灵来教导我们引导我们如何听神的声音如何按照神的心意来运行的话
to be a vessel that the Holy Spirit can work through.
让我们成为一个圣灵可以来运行的一个器皿
Because the ability of the prophet was able to hear God.
因为作为一个先知的能力就是能听到神的声音
Nobody else can.
其他人都听不到
But the prophets could.
但是先知能做到。
So God is saying, in the last days, I'm going to give everyone in my church the ability, the supernatural ability to be able to hear me.
所以神在告诉我们，在末后的日子，神要给教会有这个恩膏，有这能力，所有的人都有能力听到神的声音来发预言。
To allow the Holy Spirit to operate inside us.
来允许圣灵在我们里面，借着我们这个器皿来运行。
To allow the Holy Spirit to empower us.
来允许圣灵来赐给我们这样超自然的能力
like he did to the Old Testament prophets
就好像神在旧约当中对先知所做的
That is the foundation
这是一个基础
Now you and I then step on this foundation I can hear from God
那么在这个基础之上，我们大家都要相信我们能听到神的声音。
I can be a supernatural vessel for God.
我们可以成为一个器皿来做超自然的
事。 If God can use Samuel, he can use me.
如果神能使用撒母耳，神也同样能使用我。
God can use Elijah, he can use me.
神能使用以利亚，今天神仍然能使用你我。
Amen. Because that's our privilege as a New Testament Christian. We are New Testament. We are a prophetic people.
所以这是我们作为在新约的信徒，我们是有这样的一个特权。
We can hear God.
我们能听到神的声音。
Even though we think we can't.
很多时候当我们觉得我们不能，其实我们是有这个能力的。
But you have been given the ability to hear him.
我们已经有这样的能力可以听到神的声音。
But because we don't understand this, or because we don't believe that we can't hear.
很多时候因为我们不明白，甚至我们不相信，所以我们就觉得我们听不到神的声音。
Have you ever noticed, right? Even though when your ears work, you can hear noise.
就很多时候将你的耳朵塞住的时候，你觉得你还是听得到很多噪音。
But when you are sleeping,
当我们在睡觉的时候，
you can't hear anything.
你就什么都听不到，是不是啊？
Yeah. Like mothers, right? You can't hear. when we had children, Suzanne sleeps really, really well. Even though there's third world war happening outside. She can't hear anything.
就我记得我们当时还有孩子的时候，就算外面声音响声很大，但是我太太都睡得很好。
Because our brain switches off.
因为在我们睡眠当中，我们的大脑是停止的。
But the moment the children cry, like that, she hears.
但是一听到孩子的哭声的时候啊，一下子就醒了。
Amen.So some of us chose to, I can't hear anything. Even though God, I am here! I can't hear! Because we switched off.
就是有时候我们自己关闭那个系统，就是虽然神好像很大声的说，但是我们还是好像完全听不到的一种状态。
But when we pursue God and switch it on, switch on our ears,
但是
our spiritual ears,
如果但是我们不断的追求神，我们相信并且我们开启我们能这个开关的话，那我们就是能听到。
Then we can hear.
那我们可以听到的。
Amen. Now I don't want you to go back home and say I can hear God and then hear something strange.
我不要大家好像听到讲到以后回到家哈，就是说我听到神听到一些奇奇怪怪的声音。
All you need to do is I believe and let the Holy Spirit, let God gradually help you, guide you into how to hear Him.
所以你需要的就是其实打开你的心来允许圣灵来引导你学习操练怎么去聆听圣灵。
And when we are able to communicate with God like a prophet,
当我们可以像先知一样与神可以在交流的时候，
When we realize we have that ability,
当我们意识到我们有这样的能力的时候，
Then we operate all the other gifts,
当我们就可以把其他就运行在其他的那些恩赐当中，
all the ministries,
所有的那些事工当中，
and all the activities,
所有的那些事工
，When shall I give this cake to somebody?
我什么时候我应该什么时候把这个蛋糕给谁呢？
Suddenly the Holy Spirit prompt you in your heart and you hear.
突然你在心里就听到圣灵一个感动，你可能知道。
Suddenly you feel next Sunday.
那突然就感觉哦，我下周日。
To Pastor Joshua, to Pastor Joshua.
要把这个蛋糕给牧师，给牧师。
You understand? That's how it works.
这就是可能我们需要操
练。The same as laying hands on the sick. It's the same spirit.
就好像我们按手在人身上得医治，
同一个灵。So whether it's gifts, so whether it's gifts, ministry, or activities, when we operate under the prophetic anointing, they all work.
所以不光是属灵的恩赐也好，还是事工也好，还是我们不同的工作也好，只要按照这个先知预言的这个灵的运行的话，都会有结果。
Do you understand?
有果效。
Amen. I hope you find that helpful.
我希望大家。
So let's go to some scripture.
那我们看一些经文。
Acts chapter 2 verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters, and your daughters shall prophesy.Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
使徒行传二章十七节说，神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡血肉之躯的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年要见异象，你们的老人要做异梦。
Notice, it says you shall prophesy, see visions, dream dreams, all what prophets do.
所以这里说我们都可以说预言可以见异象就是先知所能做的。
That is what their privilege is.
这就是我们作为新约的信徒的一个特
权。It doesn't say so that they would do miracles, so that they would do healing and etc. He didn't pick that. He picked the prophet, the prophetic side.
他并没有说我们可以做神迹奇事啊，做那些医治，而是专门提到说预言。
Because they are the signs, the seeing visions, the dreaming dreams, prophesying. These are the signs of a prophet.
因为说预言、见异象和做异梦，这是作为一个先知的一些征兆。
Verse 18, and my men servant and my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy.
十八节，在那些日子，我要把我的灵浇灌，甚至给我的仆人和婢女，他们要说预言。
So this is the prophecy, basically saying the church is now my community of prophets. We are a community of prophet. We are God's prophets.
所以就说换言之，我们教会就作为一个这些所有人说预言的这种先知的一种群体团体。
Then out of that.
那么在这之外
comes gifts
再会有属灵的恩赐
ministries
有不同的施工
and activities
还有不同的工作
Hallelujah and they include specific gifts of prophecy
也包括一种特定的那种预说
although we can all prophesy
先知预言的恩赐
but there are specific gifts of prophecy
虽然每个人都能说预言但是在属灵的恩赐当中还有一特定的一个先知预言的恩赐
so we can all prophesy
所以每个人都能说预言
no excuses
没有任何的借口
that's why next time in your fellowship group you could just counsel someone
所以下次在我们的团体当中我们可能就来辅导造就一个人
and you accidentally prophesy to them
然后你可能在不经意当中你就说了一个预言
and you didn't even realize
可能对方可能都没有意识你自己可能都没有意识到
you could be bringing a gift right you accidentally gave the Holy Spirit gift to them
可能你只是很随意的给了一个礼物但是是在圣灵的心意当中的一个礼物
and many of us have actually tasted that
可能我们很多人有过类似的经历
when you're talking to someone and the person ohYou know, you're speaking right into my heart.
很多时候当你们只是很随意的聊天然后对方就说哇你真的说中我心里了。
But initiating an encounter,
让我们启动这样与神相遇。
Using gifts of the Spirit.
用借着圣灵的恩赐。
We need to move on to a new level.
我们需要进到升级到另外一个层次。
Rather than accidentally prophesying.
与其是在无意当中的一个说预言
What rather than accidentally healing
或者是一种很意外的一个不小心的一个
意志 Why don't we deliberately prophesy
为什么让我们换成一种故意的
Deliberately lay hands on the sick
我们故意的要按手让得医治
Amen And we call those gifts
我们把这个称为一种恩赐
Now let's have a read very quickly Chapter 12 of Corinthians 4-6 we read last weekThere are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversity of activities, but the same God who works all in all.
在哥林多前书十二章四到六节说，恩赐有许多种，却是同一位圣灵所赐；侍奉有许多种，却是侍奉同一位主；工作有许多种，却是同一位神在万人中运行万事。
Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
但是圣灵彰显在个人身上是要人得益处。
Whose profit is it? For everybody.
他说这个预言是降临在个人的身上。
The supernatural gifts, the ministries, the activities under the Holy Spirit is for profit of the church, for everybody.
所以这个圣灵彰显在个人身上是让所有人都得益处，是为了个人的益处。
Not for us.Not for us individually.
不是为了我们个人。
It's for everybody.
是为了其他人的益处。
Amen. For one to the giving the word of wisdom through the Spirit to another, the word of knowledge through another, and the word of knowledge through the same Spirit.
有人借着圣灵领受智慧的言语，有人也靠着同一位圣灵领受知识的言语。
To another by faith, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of the healings.By the same Spirit, to another, workings of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits.
又有人由着同一位圣灵领受信心，还有人由同一位圣灵领受医病的恩赐，又有人能行异能，又有人能做先知，又有人能辨别诸灵。
Notice the word prophecy.
这里第十节又讲到做先知。
It's specific types of prophecy.
这是刚刚我讲的那种先知之外的一种特定的一种恩赐。
Amen. Very, very specific type of prophecy.
是非常非常特定的一种先知。
Now, not all of us can do certain types of prophecy.
这里的这种特别种类的先知不是每个人都可以做的。
Amen. I'm not going to explain what they are.
这个我就不再多解释。
Just because we can all prophesy,
不是因为我们每个人都可以说预言。
There are certain types of prophecy we can't do.
有一些特定的一些预言是我们不是每个人都能
做的。
比如说
，The other day,
有一天
，The other day, you have just received a check.
有一天你刚刚收到一张支票
，For 1,000.And £3.
那个支票上面写的1003磅。
And the number of your check is blah 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 blah.
然后支票的那个代码是等等等是什么号码
？That is very specific prophecy.
这是一个非常非常详细的一个
先知预言。Not everyone can do.
不是每个人都能把这种具体的细节
预言出来。And it is usually the type of prophecy that you see in the book in Old Testament. Very specific prophecies about the Messiah coming.
所以这是好像在旧约当中的先知，他们对好像弥赛亚的来临，他们做一些非常具体的、详细的。
Although we are prophets, but we cannot do prophecy, the type of prophecy that we see that are very specific, that are very very powerful.
所以我们都有这个说预言的能力，但是我们不是每个人都能做那种能够做很详细的、特别的那种
先 In other words,
预言的先知。
It is a very high level prophecy.
换言之，这里讲的这个先知是比较
very, very specific.
比较高级一点的，比较特定指定的一些先知。
Our prophecy.
我们说预言。
Oh, Ruth, the other day I was thinking about you, and I felt that God wanted to me to pray for you.
或者我们能说的那种预先知的那个层次哈，就是比较笼统一点、概括一点说。
I felt that you were struggling.
就比如说瑞夫，我觉得好像我那天我想起你，我觉得你有点挣扎，我感觉我要为你祷告。
With your youngest son. With your youngest son.
可能我觉得你在跟你的儿子方面有些挣扎，我要为你祷告。
Now that is not very specific.
这个不是特别的具体。
Not very detailed.
没有很多的细节。
But nevertheless, it is prophetic.
但当然这也是一种先知的一种预言的一种。
Because when Ruth hears it,
因为当可能那个人听到这个的时候
How did you know?
然后他会说你怎么会知道呢
No, I was struggling the other day.
或者说我确实在这方面有一些挣扎。
You understand? And it was about my young son.
或者说 确实是跟我那个某个孩子有关系。
And that is the sort of prophecy we have.
这个就是我们每个人都有讲先知的这个讲预言的能力。
A very low, non-specific type of prophecy and yet very powerful for the one who's hearing it.
所以，对一种比较普遍的，不是特别具体、比较笼统的一种能力。
But the prophecy here is very different.
但是，在这《哥林多前书》十二章十节这里讲这个先知能力
very specific
是比较高级的一点。
Very very specific
是非常特定的、
And、sometimes
有细节的。
We need very specific prophecies.
但很多时候，我们生命当中需要一些人给我们有这种很具体的、特定的一些预言。
And God will do that.
神呢会在特定的时间做这样的事。
You understand, brothers and sisters? Okay? And then he said, to another, different kinds of tongues, to another, interpretation of tongues, but the one of the same Spirit, who works all things, distributing to each one as he wills.
然后接着又说，又有人能说方言，又有人能翻方言，这一切都是由唯一的同一位圣灵所运行的，随着自己的意志分给个人的。
So all these gifts,
所以我们刚刚提到所有的恩赐
can only be operated as when the Holy Spirit wants to
都是按照圣灵的意思来运行的
You can't wake up today
我们不说今天早上我起来以后啊
This morning I said Do you know what? I fancy healing a few sick
你不说圣灵啊 我感觉我今天想 医治几个有病的人
For that, before I go back I'm going to raise a few dead
或者在我今天回去之前，我觉得我要让几个死人死里复活。
It is not as you will, but as He wills.
记住，我们这里不是按照我们人的意愿，而是按照圣灵的意志。
Amen. When a prophet has no prophecy, he has no prophecy.
当一个先知他没有预言，就是没有预言。
He can't decide I'm going to prophesy.
他 他不能决定他什么时候想发预言。
Amen. That's why whenever you invite a prophet to your church, it is risky.
所以每次当我们邀请一个真正的先知来到我们教会的时候，是有危险的。
Because you spend all that money and all the time, and he gives no prophecy.
因为就是可能你花了很多时间精力把他请来，到时候。没有预言要发
because God has nothing to say.
因为可能在那个时间刚好神没有话要对这个教会讲
But if a prophet always prophesying, you know he's not prophecy. It's not prophecy.
但是你看一个先知他随时随地都可以发预言你就要
Because it is not as he will, it is as God wills.
因为这个发预言这个事情不是按人的旨意
Rule number one.
圣灵的旨意
The supernatural gifts can only be operated as the Holy Spirit wants to.
所以第一个原则，所有属灵的恩赐是按照圣灵的旨意来运行的。
And secondly,
第二点
it's for the benefit of others.
那么第二点，这个属灵的恩赐是为了其他人的益处而行的。
Not to validate me, not to make me look good, not to help me to make money.
不是为了来显摆我自己，不是来让我得荣耀，不是让我来以此作为赚钱的一种工具。
Amen.That's why today when you see the YouTube, these multi-millionaire prophets, run away. Run. Switch it off.
所以如果我们现在在网上看到那些很多很富有的那些所谓的先知的话我们要小心的。
Remember, it's for the benefit of others, not for you. It is as you will. And as he wills.
所以要记住我们一定不是为了自己利益而是为他人的益处而是按照圣灵的旨意而运行的。
Here is when I say, look at the different kinds of tongues and other interpretation of tongues. These are not the tongues what I call praying tongues.
而且这里从十节的后半度讲到说就说方言跟我们平时自己那种造就自己的那种方言不同的。
These are what I call prophetic tongues.
这里这个方言是带有先知功能的方言。
It's basically prophecy spoken in tongue and then interpreted.
这就是带有先知预言的那种方言，他们说出来以后被翻解释出来。
It is as he will and for the benefit of the church.
这里也是圣灵的旨意而运行，而是被翻译出来的造就教会的。
Amen.
Amen.
And then we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.Pursue love, desire spiritual gifts.
这里哥林多前书十四章一节说，你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐。
But in the Pentecostal church, they put this the other way around: desire, love, and pursue after spiritual gifts. In the Pentecostal church, it's the other way around.
所以在那种灵恩派教会，它是另外是反着来说
：desire, love, and pursue spiritual gifts.
他们说你们要去切慕爱然后要追求属灵的恩赐。
No. Even if I do not do any miracles at all, even if I don't speak in tongues, even when the Holy Spirit doesn't come upon me, but if I pursue love, I am still greater.
所以就是说我们要知道今天尽管我没有任何属灵的恩赐没有讲预言没有翻方言的能力但是我们追求爱的话我们也是比这属灵恩赐更大。
You know, if God let you choose, do you want great miracles or do you want love? You choose love.
如果神要你选择，你要有行大异能的那种能力呢，还是你要有爱呢？一定要选择爱哦。
If an angel appears to you,
如果天使出现在你面前
，and he gives you that choice,
给你这个选择
，I'm giving you the right answer.
我今天把正确答案告诉你了。
Even when you want, I want that gift.
可能你还
say no, I want love.
可能你仍然很想要得到哇那个超自然的能力的那个恩赐，但是你还是要去选择爱。
Amen. Because if you pursue love,
因为我们来追求爱的时候
，you get the spiritual gifts.
很自然你会有属灵的恩赐。
If you pursue gifts,
当你去追求恩赐
，you might not get either.
你可能什么都得不到。
Amen.
Amen.
He said, but especially you may prophesy.
他说尤其是做先知讲道的
For he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men but to God
因为那说方言的不是对人说的而是对神说的
So this tongue cannot be the same tongue that we were just talking about because this is to God not to man you're not prophesying
所以这个方言跟我们刚刚讲的那种有恩赐的方言是不同的因为这个方言是对神说而不是对人说的
Because the different kinds of tongue is prophesying to you
因为有一种方言是来对人说造就人的
God is saying to you
神在对人说
This way
是由从神借着你这个器皿说出给别人听的。
But this tongue is this way. It's this way.
而另这里第二节讲的这个方言是我
们
对神所说的。
Amen. We speak into God, not to man.
我们对神说，而不是对人说
的。The diversity of tongue is this way.
所以这个方言的方向是反方向的。
Amen. This way. Right. This tongue is this way.
所以这里这个方言是我们对神说的。
So every day when you're praying in tongues, it's that way, not this way.
所以我们每天说方言的方向应该是我们对神说的。
God is not saying anything to you, but you're saying things to God.
我们不是说作为一个器皿来让神对我们，借着我们
对别人说话。Does everybody see the difference?
大家没有看到这个
区别。And that is where people get confused.
这是我们常常混淆的地方。
And this one,It's not as he will, it's as I will.
所以这个方言不是说神
主啊救我，主啊救我，啊，啊，啊，啊，啊，as I will.
这是我们人的意愿可以决定的。
Amen? As I will.
这是我们人的意愿决定的。
You see the difference?
这是不
同的。And that is why Paul says, I'd rather you prophesy than speaking in tongues. Because speaking in tongues, well, you're talking to God. But prophesy, you're talking to the church.
所以保罗说我与其你们更多的说发预言与其说方言方言是对神说但是发预言呢是对人说造就人的
We run out of time so I won't go through the other verses
所以我们时间不够我就不再读其他的经文了
But what I need you to do today
我需要今天你需要做的是
is to believe God still does the supernatural
就是让我们相信神仍然做神迹奇事
And that God has poured out his gifts
神已经倾灌给我们属灵的恩赐
But to operate the gifts properly
为了让我们来更好的运行这些恩赐
You need to realize I'm a prophet.
你需要意识到我们都是先知
Because when the Holy Spirit came upon me, He gave me the ability to hear God.
因为圣灵降临我们身上给我们这个能力可以听到神的声音
And to then be used by Him.
然后让我们可以成为被神使用的器皿
Amen. And when I operate on the gifts, it is as He wills and it's to the church.
当我们在使用这些属灵恩赐的时候不是按己意而是按照圣灵的旨意而行
Amen.But when I'm praying in tongues,
但是当我说方言的时候
that is the praying tongue. The praying tongues is me to God.
那么说方言呢是我们对神按照我们的意愿来运行的。
But the prophetic tongue, it is God to me to the church.
那么另外一种先知预言的方言是神借着我们这个器皿而对他人所说的。
From above, that way, yes?
一种先知预言的方言呢是神借着我们出去。
But when I'm praying in tongues, it's this way.
另外一种造就我们自己的方言是我们对神所说的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you can pray in tongues, do more of that way.
如果我们可以有这个说方言的能力我们就多多的操练。
But when you want to initiate an encounter, be ready.
如果我们可以来开启一种与神的相遇。
So next time when tomorrow when you meet somebody.
因为明天你可能遇到别人的时候。
The Holy Spirit could use you to do this.
圣灵可以使用你来做这样一个器皿来祝福别人。
Accidentally,
可能很不经意之间
or deliberately.
或者一种特定的情况之下
Now I want to encourage you to start believing deliberately.
我鼓励大家可能是一种有意识的 下意识的这样做
You go to your fellowship group say Holy Spirit use me to speak a word of prophecy to somebody.
所以当我们在团契的时候我们跟圣灵祷告圣灵来使用我成为一个器皿可以说预言
And then by faith open your mouth.
然后凭信心开口说
And see what comes out.
然后看有什么话出来。
If nothing, there's nothing.
如果没有就没有了。
And if by faith you speak something might come out.
如果凭信心说，那么可能真的有一些话语出来。
And when it comes out, you go, "Wow, I didn't realize that." That just to show the Holy Spirit's in you.
可能你说出来的时候，你自己都没意识到，我居然说这样的话。
And like that, the person is encouraged.
所以可能听到的那个人会被鼓励到
Because they're encountering God.
因为他们由此而与神相遇了
And you yourself are encouraged.
那么你被使用这个器皿也会被鼓励到
Because you realize the Spirit is speaking through you.
因为你意识到圣灵借着你来说话了
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
好让我们来祷告
Father, we thank you.
父我们感谢你
That the Holy Spirit is upon us.
就是谢谢主圣灵在我们的身上
And He is with us.
圣灵与我们同在
Father, use us in your gifts.
父啊，使用我们来做属灵的恩赐
The gifts that still operates today.
在我们身上有运行这样的恩赐
I pray, Lord, that we in our church we want to see the gifts of healing, the gifts of miracles.
让我们看到在我们的教会当中有这种医病的恩赐
the workings,
和那种神迹奇事的恩赐
the workings of miracles,
我们要看到神迹奇事的运行
the gift of faith,
甚至我们信心的恩赐
the diversity of tongues,
有各种各样的方言
the discernment of spirits,
有分辨诸灵的能力
words of wisdom,
有智慧的言语
Father, I pray that you ignite these gifts in our midst.
父，我们祷告，你把这样的恩赐在我们当中
And help our brothers and sisters not to be afraid.
来帮助我们弟兄姊妹不要去惧怕。
At the moment, we don't know how to do them.
可能现在我们不知道如何去运行这样的恩赐。
But when we are willing,
但是主啊，我们愿意。
Help us to accidentally manifest them.
帮助我们可能在不经意之间有彰显出这样的恩赐。
And when it happens a few times,
当发生几次以后。
Help us to deliberately do them.
让我们可以下意识的去按照圣灵的旨意去行。
To be ready.
让我们预备好。
Every day when we walk out, we say, Lord, I am ready.
每一天我们出去的时候，我们说主啊，我们准备好了。
To initiate an encounter.
让我们来开启一个与神相遇的机会。
Use me to bless somebody.
使用我来祝福别人。
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
If the Holy Spirit has stirred your heart today.
如果圣灵今天搅动你的心
And as we worship the Lord
当我们来敬拜的时候
Say to the Holy Spirit Lord use me
让我们对圣灵说圣灵啊使用我
I want to be a vessel
我想成为你的器皿
Where your supernatural gifts can flow through me
主让你超自然的能力能在借着我流淌出去
That I might encourage people
让我成为鼓励人的一个器皿
And I might be encouraged myself
并且我自己也因此而被鼓励
Father let yourKingdom come.
父愿你的国降临
And let your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就
In our church today.
在今天在我们的教会当中
And in every members of our family.
在我们每一个家人的生命当中
May we see your God, you manifesting your gifts through us.
主我们看到你在我们的生命当中彰显你属灵恩赐
Whether they're supernatural ones.
不光是超自然的
Or natural ones.
还是用自然的
Let us see the Holy Spirit working through us.
让我们都亲自去经历圣灵借着我们的作为。
So that our church of God will really be alive.
让我们的教会是真的有生命的教会。
Where we can truly say the Holy Spirit is in our church.
让我们真正真实的经历圣灵就在我们当中运行。
Father, we welcome the Holy Spirit.
父啊，我们邀请欢迎圣灵在我们当中。
We welcome Him in our midst.
我们欢迎在我们的当中圣灵。
We welcome Him individually.
我们每个人也欢迎圣灵你降临在我们当中
If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today
如果圣灵今天对你说话
And as we worship Him, you say Holy Spirit use me
当我们等一下敬拜的时候你说圣灵
I welcome you to use me
主啊圣灵我愿意被你使用
To initiate an encounter
来开启与神的一个相遇
Supernaturally or naturally
不管是超自然的还是自然的那种方式
Hallelujah, use me Lord
父啊求你使用我
Oh, hallelujah. Father, I pray that you touch many souls in online, that you use them.
父啊，请你也触摸网上的很多的在听到的弟兄姊妹们。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
神灵气力量充满着这地渴望更认识你，更深地经历神灵气领来，改变我心意。深
Let us forget that it is you who want to manifest yourself through us. So we as a church say to you, Lord, welcome. Welcome to our midst. Welcome to our home. And welcome to our lives. Holy Spirit, we believe you. We believe that you do perform the supernatural as well as the natural miracles in our lives. Father, we need solutions in our lives. We need your help.
我们也需要你的帮助。
We need wisdom.
我们也需要智慧。
We need to know what to do.
我们需要知道如何来面对各样的问题。
We need you to help us open doors.
我们需要你来为我们开启那圣门。
To make the impossible possible.
让不可能的成为可能。
We also need you to do things that are supernatural.
我们也需要你来做那不可能的事。
To heal those who are sick.
来医治那有病的。
Who the doctor has said they've got no cure.
甚至医生认为没有治、没有解药的病。
Father, we have brothers and sisters like this in our church.
但在我们当中的弟兄姊妹。
We have people that doctors cannot help.
我们当中有人和你的病你的疾病是医生都帮
不了的 so we ask you Lord
所以今天我们祈求你主
have mercy
求你来怜悯
have mercy
求你来怜悯
and manifest your healing
来彰显你的医治在我们当中
and your supernatural miracles
和你超自然的神迹
in our midst
在我们的当中
and I pray oh God let them happen in our fellowship groups
我们祷告也会发生在我们的团契当中
let them happen when we visit others
或当我们在探访别人的时候也会发生
Let them happen in our Sunday services
也发生在我们主日的崇拜当中
Wherever your people are Lord
主不管我们去到哪里
Manifest your presence through them
来彰显你的同在
In the name of Jesus we pray
奉耶稣名祷告
Amen
Amen
Please be seated
大家请坐
You need prayer come forward
大家如果需要祷告可以来到我们当中神祝福大家